So today's meditation, I'm calling the earth to witness, meditating on the fires in Maui, based upon principles taught by Roshi Joan Halifax. I have to preface this by saying it's always a little intimidating getting on this screen with so many of you experienced meditators. I've got a little bit of stage fright, but I know it's going to be okay. Is anybody here familiar with the Buddhist mudra or gesture calling the earth to witness? Even if you don't think you know it, I am sure you have seen it in artworks, as it is one of the most popular depictions of the Buddha. And the mudras, or the hand positions or gestures, are often used in meditation and in yoga practice. I have to start by apologizing to those among us who may not be practicing Buddhists. You do not have to be Buddhist to appreciate the various hand gestures of the Buddha. They're beautiful works of art in themselves. Today, I'm going to be using some Buddhist ideas to work with difficult emotions. Some of you may be familiar with these ideas. Others of you may not be. I'm offering these thoughts to you in loving invitation. Like everything else in coming to the table, participation is up to you. Everything we do here is by invitation. So if you feel uncomfortable at any time, please feel free to step away, turn off your camera, turn off the program, go away, whatever you need to do. Please take care of yourself above all. So going back to the calling the earth principle, or calling the earth mudra in Sanskrit, it's called Bhumi Pashra. And I have an example of it on the back of this shirt. I don't know if it's going to show up. I have three Buddhist gestures on the back of this shirt. One at the top is the peace gestures, which is two hands up. And then in the middle is the meditation posture. And can you see can you distinguish them? Maybe not. At the bottom is the calling the earth to witness. So in the calling the earth to witness posture, the Buddha is often depicted on, he's going to be seated on usually a lotus flower. His left hand is open in his lap and all fingers of the right hand are touching the ground. The Buddha in this posture has overcome his struggle with the devil, Mara, and is calling upon the earth to witness his enlightenment. The summer of 2023 has been one of extremes: extreme drought in the West, extreme flooding in Vermont, extreme fires in Greece, storms and tornadoes in unusual places. We're experiencing some of the highest temperatures ever recorded. And we still have a few weeks of summer left to go. We are presently mourning the loss of life and livelihoods and culture and habitat on the island of Maui in Hawaii due to the ongoing wildfires there. I'm sure all of you have been riveted to the news as I have, even as we are horrified and devastated. We're grieving the loss of one of our Earth's most beautiful places. I heard a commentator on NPR say this morning, referring to Maui as symbolizing, quote, paradise to many people around the world. The fires in Maui remind us that Earth and all of humankind are being called to witness and to engage a mighty struggle for the future of our planet, our species, and every other species. We can't help but be part of this struggle because we are alive right now. We have to have the courage to lean into this struggle, even as we're afraid. I want to, again, let you know in advance, we'll be working today with the anxiety and grief that we may be feeling, I know I am, about the climate crisis being manifested in Maui. But this is the time that mindfulness and meditation were made for. Many of us have been practicing a long time, some a long time, others less so, but this is why we practice. For some years now, I've thought of systemic racism and climate collapse as the twin existential threats that are facing mankind or humankind. But being still and steady together can ground us so that we can truly absorb what is happening and prepare the most appropriate and compassionate response. As my Zen teacher, Roshi Joan Halifax, says, don't you dare look away during this time. As we breathe together, we endeavor to not separate from whatever difficulty is present. At the same time, we allow our courage to naturally come forth. We are here as a community to bear witness, to summon our collective courage in the face of our most difficult struggles, including racial violence, white supremacy, and the climate crisis. We're also here to arouse in ourselves the compassion to seek what serves. So now, sit back, but with your spine and neck upright and flexible. You may close your eyes if you want to. You may turn off your video if you want to. Just be at ease and take care of yourself above all. Tuck your chin slightly and lift the crown of your head. Your jaw is soft. Your tongue is lightly pressed against the back of your upper teeth. Your mouth is relaxed with a slight smile on your lips. Your eyes are soft. This is your face and how you face the world. Upright, soft, alert, and at ease. Sit comfortably. Let your attention rest on your breath and your body. Sense your connection with the earth. Note the physical sensation of your feet on the floor or your sit bones on the cushion. Invite the stability of the earth into your body, your heart, and your mind. Sense strength and support coming through you from the earth. The earth is lovingly supporting you. You are grounded upright and strong like a mountain. Sense into the dignity and majesty of a mountain. Sit like a mountain, grounded, spacious, facing the world with equanimity. Set your intention also. Your intention is to be of true benefit to others. As you rest with this intention, give yourself time to become relaxed, more open, and still. Remember, you are a mountain. Earth is holding you strong and grounded. On the in-breath now, rest your attention on the in-breath. On the out breath, let your attention be with your whole body. What are you feeling? If you feel something, gently address your body and ask any place of pain or discomfort to just relax. Always keep breathing. Feel the physical sensations of your breathing. Breathing in, feel the expansion. Breathing out, feel the release. Before your next breath, rest in the gap at the end of the exhalation. Notice that the next in-breath arrives naturally. Place one hand over your heart. Notice the quality of your breathing, but don't judge it. Is the rate fast or slow? Is your breathing shallow or deep? Just keep breathing. Joshi Joan Halifax says, quote, "We can directly experience the parameters of our breath. Other parameters are less certain. How long will your breath continue? When will it stop? Notice how your body may respond to these questions. Remember, we can only breathe for this moment. Bring your attention now to your lungs. On your next in-breath, feel your lungs filling up softly with air. With gratitude for our forest and Earth's precious atmosphere. Exhale, remembering that your life is hanging on each breath. Now imagine you are sitting across from a person, another person. You may know this person, but you may not. The person could be your mother or a complete stranger. Imagine that this person is struggling or in pain or has just suffered a tragic loss. Or, on the other hand, perhaps this person across from you is suddenly experiencing intense joy. Bear witness. Do not separate yourself from whatever they are experiencing. Without judging or evaluating, immerse in the other person's situation. Become the other person's situation. You are not this person, but you are also not separate from this person. Rest in this experience of interbeing as you bear witness to the sufferings and the joys and all the changes of this life. You cannot know what will happen in the next moment to yourself or your loved ones. You can only be open to witness. Consider that grief is love that has nowhere else to go right now. Contemplate these truths or these wishes. May I be open to the pain of grief. May I find the inner resources to be present for the truth of loss. May I face life and death, loss and sorrow fully. May I accept things as they are. May I understand that loss is part of life. Keep breathing. Place your left hand in your lap, palm up and open. This posture symbolizes new hope. On the up breath, bring in the oxygen of hope. Place your right hand with fingers touching the ground. Breathe out into the earth all the pain, stress, grief, or anxiety you are feeling. Then breathe in fresh new air again. And reflect on these thoughts. May sorrow show me the way to compassion. May I come to recognize the gift of my loss by opening my heart. May I realize grace in the midst of suffering. May this experience in some way turn out to be a blessing for me. Sitting with not knowing the future and bearing witness to the present, see what arises in you. Come down from your mountain and turn toward the world. Ask yourself, how can I truly serve to alleviate the suffering that is all around us? From this, let the appropriate response unfold as you move with compassion into the world. As we finish this meditation, I return to the story of the Buddha calling on the earth to witness. According to another older legend related by the writer and ecologist Clark Strand, it was actually the Buddha, and specifically one of his fingers, that bore witness to the earth rather than the other way around. In the older version, the Buddha's fingertip itself cries out to the earth. You are my mother and father. You are my liberation from the beginningless past to the endless future. You and I are one. I would like to finish now with a prayer for our natural environment. This prayer is by Venerable Master Sing Yun, founder of the Fo Guangshan Buddhist Order. O great compassionate Buddha, or if you're not Buddhist, you could say God or Allah, Yahweh, Creator, Goddess, or another word, whatever makes you feel most comfortable. Please let us and our future generations be able to play with fireflies. Under the radiance of star-brimmed skies, be able to sing and dance with great nature on the shore of an emerald sea. Be able to enjoy fresh air in the thick forests of towering trees, and be able to grow together with all things under the sun on a field that extends out far beyond the horizon. This is not just for the natural environment, but also for the hometowns of humankind. This is not just for the earth's existence, but for our future generations. Please grant us tender hands to soothe all sentient beings on earth. Please grant us ears that listen attentively to the wondrous sounds of the world and natural phenomena. Please grant us bright and keen eyes to discover the limitless treasures of the universe. Please grant us compassionate hearts to preserve our world. Thank you.